They prepared, the folks out in Vermilion, prepare for the upcoming Festival of the Fish. Cliff has his hand in that, and this is the 51st annual Festival of the Fish. Cliff, what are some of the big events that are taking place here for the Festival of the Fish?
Matt, we have so many wonderful events. We have crazy craft races. We have lighted boat parades. We have sand castle competitions. We've got races with different animals and pet parades. De Goddard will be there, assuming his health holds up, because he's not been feeling well lately, but he's going to be there. We've got over 30 vendors there, food vendors there. It's just a tremendous family-type environment with 30 different food vendors. We have a fireworks display Friday night that is just absolutely unbelievable, right off of Main Street Beach. And it is just, we'll have thousands of people, trust me, thousands down there watching that fireworks display.
Sounds like, Cliff, the easier question might have been, what won't you guys have at the Festival of the Fish coming up this weekend in Vermilion? Again, the festival running the 16th through the 18th over the weekend. It takes place really pretty much in downtown Vermilion, right?
It's all right downtown there, yes. Again, right near downtown is where we have all the food displays. We have a big, huge main stage. The entertainment we have there, Matt, is just unbelievable. We've got country and western bands. We've got an 80s band. We've got just comedians. We've got the Queen's pageant, Prince's pageant. We'll have a huge breakfast for them. And that's really the only thing that's not quite at downtown, but we have a Queen's breakfast that'll have around 250 people Sunday morning at a place called German's Villa in Vermilion.
Heard good things about it.
Yeah. So have I, thank goodness. Yeah. But we have that. But again, mostly everything is right downtown there, all within walking. This is plenty of parking, and as we talked about prior to this, is the weather looks like it's going to be really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it looks like it will be a little warm this weekend, but that's a good thing. If you're in Vermilion, you're right off the lake there, so you should get that nice cool breeze coming
in
as well.
And we do, and we've had that. It's been pretty warm, but I've been around downtown here, and that breeze coming off that lake, that's worth something. Believe me, it is.
Talking about the lake, you guys really utilize that for this festival. I saw you guys have a wooden boat parade as well as a lighted boat parade both Saturday. Is that
Saturday,
right?
Saturday, yes. Well, we have what we call a crazy craft race.
Okay.
And the theme on that is for all these events is superheroes, which is really going to be fun. So we'll have the crazy craft. We'll have boats dressed up in crazy craft in superhero type themes. Then we have an old boats parade coming down in the a couple hours after that, and the lighted boat parade. We'll have 20-some boats involved with a lighted boat parade, and the gifts that we give for that are unbelievable. We have 30 sponsors, local sponsors, that donate things like dinners at Chez Francois, honey glazed hams, all kinds of things, international martinos. The vendors really jump into this and are a huge part of this. And I think that's one of the wonderful, wonderful things about the Vermilion community. They really jump in and help out for something as special as the 51st Vermilion Fish Festival.
It sounds very cool. And again, just going back to those boat parades, for the wooden boat parade, for the Crazy Craft Festival,
yes.
Where do you guys find the contestants for those?
They come and sign up down there at Valley Harbor Marina or the Main Street Dock. They just come on down a couple hours before the actual parade starts. Usually for the Crazy Craft race, we'll have usually 12 to 15 boats. Some of them won't sink, but some of them do. Okay, and we have the Coast Guard and everyone down there to be sure everyone's safe. We're certainly very safety conscious. But the same thing for the lighted boat parade and the old boats. Uh-huh. We'll have some. The old boats is really going to be something special, really. But the lighted boat parade, they're all lit up. I mean, and again, the theme is superheroes, so I'm sure there'll be boats with Superman on there and all the various Mighty Mouse and all the stuff that I grew up with. Okay, some of it's new that I'm not familiar with. But, all they do is come down and sign up. Just prior to the event, if they come downtown, there's a chamber booth. They can find out all this information, exactly where they need to sign up, and get down there, and it's just a fun, fun time.
Well, you mentioned a little bit about the entertainment as well as we continue our conversation now with Cliff German of the Festival of the Fish, the 51st annual Festival of the Fish coming up June 16th through the 18th. And Well, I saw something about the fish tank. Can you tell me a little more about the fish tank? It seems like a place for the adults to kind of hang out. There's
well,
some entertainment.
We have a fish tank, and if you're thirsty, there's a great place to go, and we have a large variety of beverages, if you will. And we have a large number of people that will be there working, and you can come in there and sit and enjoy your drink. And we have bands that will be playing there, a disc jockey will be there. So in and of itself, if it's too warm or if you're just tired, come on in. There's tons of seats in underneath the tent right at the main thoroughfare there. And come on in and enjoy your afternoon. And that's what we want. We want people to just come to Vermilion and just have a wonderful time, Matt.
And it's about everyone, as you mentioned, too, the family. And Friday night, this whole thing kicks off, and you guys have the big fireworks display on Friday night, too.
And it's huge. We spent thousands of dollars. We have about six vendors, supporters of that, if you will, that have donated a considerable amount of money to ensure that this is just a first-class event. There will be people down there. I have a little 11-year-old girl that's going to come down and sing the national anthem. She'll be standing on top of one of our huge fire engines, and she'll be spotlighted, little Avery Jackson, okay? 11 years old, and when you hear her sing, I don't know if she'll sing the national anthem or God Bless America, but if that doesn't give you goosebumps, nothing will, and I assure you that. The fireworks is something you don't want to miss on Friday night. It usually starts around 10 o'clock, but you need to get down there early because, you know, it'll be a large, large crowd.
I think what I love about this event is you read about everything that takes place during it. There's really something for everybody who's coming down to this. We mentioned the fireworks for the kids, the sandcastle competition. For the folks who want to stay healthy, too, you guys have a 5K involved here.
That's correct, we do.
For the Festival of the Fish, too.
Yeah, we have a little bit for everything, you're right. And that sandcastle event, sponsored by the Castle family, who's really been longtime sponsors and business people in the community, that's sponsored by the Castle family, and there will be, I mean, unbelievable amount of people on the beach, and they spend a long time cleaning that beach up, and it's really pristine. But the castles and the different things that they'll build for that, and there'll be lots of pictures that you look at them, you go, oh my gosh, it's truly unbelievable. So yes, something for everyone, and we look forward to the weather holding off, and it sounds like you're going to bless us with some good weather.
I'll do what I can, Cliff. Yeah. I'll do what I can.
But we'll look forward to seeing you guys down there or anyone down there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, you mentioned it starts Friday afternoon, and we go till 11 o'clock every night. And Saturday we go from noon. We have a big, really nice parade on Sunday. Starts about 12:30, and then we shut things down about 6 o'clock Sunday afternoon and try to get some rest before we have to go to work on Monday.
Sounds good. It's all coming up this weekend, June 16th through the 18th at the 51st Annual Festival of the Fish taking place in Vermilion. And Cliff, before I let you go, I got to ask you about this sandcastle competition, because that was something I think everyone partakes in when they go down to the beach, where they're on the shores of Lake Erie. Try and build yourself a sandcastle. I was never real great at the whole sandcastle building. I'd use the buckets and try and stack everything. Never worked out for me. Of course, I've got a brother who's significantly older than me, so I think that might add something to do with it and knock it over.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
But who's involved in the sand? Is this for kids? Do they have age
limits? It's for
kids.
Okay. But I'll tell you what, you'll see groups of people, 8, 10 people down there working as a team.
Wow.
And it's so special to watch. And they're all younger kids. Most of them are all younger. So you'll see some adults helping them and guiding them. But mostly it's all young people. You know, it's 8, 9, 10 years old. And you'll see 5 or 6 of them. And again, just as you mentioned, you'll see them get halfway built. And then the doggone thing collapses. You know, oh, man.
Yeah.
Now they're really hustling because you've got some time limits. There's some time pressure. You can't let them be doing this all day long, but it's really a fun event, and the Castle family just does an outstanding job. They've been doing this for, gosh, 25, 30 years at least themselves, and it's a really exciting event.
Well, that's great. Summer's officially here. We've got the warmer temps. No reason for folks not to be getting out to the annual Festival of the Fish coming in. Cliff, again, thanks so much for your time here today. Pleasure talking to you as always.
I can't thank you, Matt, Cindy, Tim Alcorn, and WEOL Radio for allowing me to come in and talk about this. And we're excited, as you can tell, in Vermilion. We love this. Of course, we've got the big Woolly Bear Festival coming up a little bit later in the year. But this is really special for us. And 51st year. How exciting is that? Some of us were even alive back then. You weren't one of them. But,
no, I wasn't around quite that long ago. But I think that's what's awesome about this, too. You see the heritage, the history, the tradition behind this festival.
The longevity of exactly. it and the fact that, you know, and that's the true, to me, success. Mm-hmm. When you can maintain something like this for this long a time, it's pretty special.
All right. The 51st Annual Festival of the Fish taking place this weekend in Vermilion, June 16th through the 18th. It's 7:52 at WEOL. We'll be back in just a moment with more of The Morning Show.